Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Shchatel, the Kohen Gadol would shecht his par, his axe, after he did the vidoy, the second confession over it. V'kibul, that he would accept the mizrak with a bowl, as damo, the blood of the axe, with a sano, and he would give it, l'mishuhu memaris bo, to the one that would stir it. Meaning he would give this bowl of blood to a Kohen that was standing near him to stir it, and the reason why he'd be stirring it in order that it doesn't congeal while he's doing the rest of the service. So we'll explain right now. Ala Rovid, on the Rovid, Haravi'i, the fourth one, Shebehechel in the Hechel. What does that mean? So it means like this. The floor, okay, of the Azara was made out of a whole bunch of rows made out of marble, okay? And every row was called a Rovad. So the Rovad Revi'i Shebehechel is the fourth Rovad, the fourth row in the Hechel. And the Gemara explains that which it says, the fourth row in the Hechel, so it doesn't really mean in the actual Hechel, because it says, the Pasuk says, V'chal Adam lo yeh ba'ol moed b'vo'ol l'chaper b'kodesh ha'seh, so that when the Kohen Gadol goes inside, no one else can be there. So what it means is the Rovid Revi'i is the fourth Rovid, it means in the Azara, by the entrance of the Hechel and going outside. Hainu k'shiyotzi, when you leave the Hechel into the Azara, so you would count four rows, okay, four rovads, and the fourth row by the fourth row is where this Kohen would stand, and there he would accept the blood and stir it while the Kohen is doing the rest of the process, kadesh lo yikrash, nor that the blood does not congeal, because after the Kohen Gadol accepted the blood from the ox, the Kohen Gadol would go and be makti, he would burn the ketores, and in the meantime, he had to have it stirring so it doesn't congeal. So therefore, there was this other Kohen, his right-hand command that was standing on the fourth rovad, the fourth row of this marble floor in the Azara, and he'd be stirring it until the Kohen Gadol would come back from the service of the Ketores and then take the blood from him to do the Zrika, to do the Spritching. Okay? Okay, good. Nata, then the Kohen Gadol would take Machta, he would take a pan for the Ketores, the other Rosh HaMizbeach, he'd go up to the top of the Mizbeach in the Azara, Upina Gechalam Elach Ve'elach, he would stoke the coals this way and that way. The chota, and he would dig the shovel into the coals of this, the fire. Min ha-mu'u, kolos ha-pnimiyos, from the coals that were all the way inside the fire, they were totally, totally consumed. They weren't red at all. There was no smoke coming out of them. There was just, the haz that you can get. V'yara, then he'd go down from the mizbeach, v'hinicha, he placed this pan with the coals that were burning, ala rovid arvi, sheba azara, on the fourth row of these marble rows of the floor, right? Again, the floor is made up of marble rows. So you put it on the fourth row in the Azara. This is the same row where his second in command, Kohen, was standing and stirring the blood. And he would put this shovel of coals there, Ach Yachvon, until he would, Esak Torah, completed the Hanifa. He took the fistful of Torah with his fist, and then place it into the spoon, into the kaf. V'achakach, and afterwards he would bring the spoon and the pan with the coals. So the spoon with the ktores, the pan with the coals, lefnim, inside, to do the ma'aseh of the ktores. We'll explain what inside means when we get to parakei, but we'll explain as we get there. So that wraps up Mishnah Gimel. Moving right along to Mishnah Dalet. So Mishnah Dalet now is going to discuss that the shoveling of the coals and the actual service of the Ketores was actually different on Yom Kippur than it was the rest of the year. So Mishnah Dalet is going to contrast what it was the rest of the year and how it was different on Yom Kippur. Bichol Yom, every day throughout the year in general, a regular Kohen, not a Kohen Gadol, a standard Kohen, that would be Zoche, would have the merit to do the service of the Ketores. Hayachote, he would take a shovel, and he would shovel up the coals, in order to have the coals for the Ketores, to burn the Ketores, that he'd be burning on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the inner Mizbeach in the Hechel. So first he would shovel up his shovel with coals. What kind of shovel would he use? B'shal Kesef, he would use a silver shovel. Uma'ar betoch shel zahav, and after he would shovel the coals into this silver shovel, he would then pour it into a golden shovel. Okay? He would pour it into a golden shovel, and the Gemara explains, why would he do this? Just take the golden shovel. What are you taking with the silver and pouring into the gold? So the Gemara explains that the Torah had mercy over Klai Saul's money. meaning he didn't shovel it with the gold, because gold, if you shovel it with the gold, it could, you know, destroy the gold very easily. So they shovel it with a silver shovel and then pour it onto the gold shovel, because the Torah didn't want people to, you know, the Torah has rachmanis on the mamon shal yisrael, on a client shal's money. So they use a silver shovel that could, you know, withstand the heat, then pour it onto the golden shovel where it wouldn't really destroy the golden shovel. So throughout the year, they used two shovels, so it was more of a process. He would use a golden pan to do the actual shoveling, and then he would take that golden pan and bring it. He would take it and bring the Torah inside the, I believe it's going to be the Kodesh Kodashim, we'll see later on in the Masechta. And the reason why he would do this is kedei lahakel, to make easy the load of the Kohen Gadol on that day, because the Kohen Gadol is fasting, he's working very hard. We want to make things easier for him. So instead of taking a silver shovel and pouring it into a golden shovel, he went straight away with the golden shovel, even though technically it would ruin it, right? And Klai Yisrael spent a lot of money on it. But because it's Yom Kippur, and because we want to make things easier for the Kohen Gadol, we allowed him to use just the golden shovel. And instead of using two shovels, he would just use one. Okay, another contrast. The Chol Yom, every day throughout the year, Chote B'Shal Arbas Kaben, he would use a shovel, a silver shovel, that was able to hold the amount of 4 kav. A kav is 2 liters. So 4 kav is like 8 liters. And then, he would pour it, B'Toch Shal Shloshes Kaben, he would take this silver shovel that's holding 4 kav of coals, and he'd pour it into the golden shovel that only held 3 kav. So what happened was, 1 kav of coals would just fall off on the sides, and they'd sweep it up and throw it into the stream that was in the Azara. So I guess the reason why they did this is to make sure that the golden shovel was full to the top, right? So full that the leftovers are falling over and they're throwing it into the stream in the Azara. But v'hayom, today, chot an yom kippur, chot b'shal shloshes kavin u'bo hayom machnes, he would take 1 shovel, the golden shovel, that could hold 3 kav itself. Okay, and you just take that and bring it straight into the Kodesh Kodashim, again, from the reason we explained earlier, to make the job easier for him. Rabbi Yossi, he argues, he says, B'chol yom chote b'shal sa, every day throughout the year, the Kohen, the standard Kohen, would use a shovel that could hold a sa is 6 kav, so that would be 12 liters, ma'ar b'toch shal shloshes kavin, and then he would pour the shovel of 6 kav into a shovel that would only hold 3 kav. So according to him, through 3 kav, there's a spell of went into the stream. But today on Yom Kippur, he would use a golden shovel that could hold 3, and that he would bring that straight into the Kodesh Kodashim, into the Holy of Holies, and wouldn't pass, you know, a 6 kav shovel to a 3 kav shovel. That's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. We don't hold like that. We hold rather that, like the previous opinion, that during the year, he would use a 4 kav shovel and pour into a 3 kav shovel, and Yom Kippur, he used just a 3 kav shovel. Again, moving right along. B'chol yom, every day throughout the year, with a standard coin, ha'isa keveda. This shovel, this pan, was very heavy. Its walls are very, very thick. V'hayom kal, on Yom Kippur, for the Kohen Gadol, it was light to make, again, the walls were thinner, they were lighter, to make the job easier for the Kohen Gadol. B'chol yom, every day throughout the year, with a regular coin, ha'isa yada katsara, the handle of this shovel was short, so he's only able to hold it with his hand. It was heavy for him. Vayom, but on Yom Kippur, that was where the Kohen Gadol was doing the job, Arucha, the hand of this shovel was long, in order that he could hold it in his hand and also rest the remaining part of the handle under his arm in order to help him out, because again, he was fasting and he was doing a lot of work to make the job easier for him. Bichol Yom, every day throughout the year with a regular coin, Haya Zahava Yarok, the golden shovel that he would use, that he would pour from the silver shovel into, the gold was like a yarok, meaning it was like a goldish color, sahuv, like a yellowish color. The hayom, but on Yom Kippur, with the Kohen Gadol Adom, it was red, meaning the pan that he used, the gold was a red gold. A red gold is more prestigious than the yellowish colored gold, and in order for the honor of the day, they would use, for Yom Kippur, they'd use a more redder gold than a yellowish gold to give more honor to the day. Divrei Rabbi Menachem, these are the words of Rabbi Menachem, and he says, Zahav Adon, this red gold is called Zahav Pruyim. It's called Pruyim because it's Domel Adam Par, Zahav Par, like Pruyim is like Parim, a par, right? So the blood, the gold is compared to the blood of an ox. So this gold is called the Zahav Priyim, the gold of the oxes. Okay. B'chol yom every day, makrav pras b'shachas pras bein harbayim. In a standard day throughout the year, a regular kohen would bring half of chatziman, half a man, half a portion of the Torah in the morning, and half in the evening. So half of a man, half of a man is chamishi, is 100 dinar in a man. Half of a man would be 50 dinar. So 50 dinars worth in the morning, 50 dinars worth in the evening of the Torah. V'hayom, but on Yom Kippur, Moses below Chapnav, the Kohen Gadol would add a fistful of Ktoras. Meaning on throughout the year, the regular Kohen, the Ktoras was brought twice a day. It was a full mana, half, meaning 50 dinners worth in the morning, and then 50 dinners worth in the evening. On Yom Kippur, there would be three Ktorases the Kohen Gadol would bring. He would bring the two, like he would do throughout the year, 50 dinners worth in the morning and 50 dinners worth in the evening. Again, that's a dinner's worth means not like supper. It's a dinner. A dinner is a type of coin. So mana is 100 dinar. Half of a mana would be 50 dinar. So 50 dinners worth in the morning and 50 dinners worth in the evening of the Torahs. And he'd bring it on the Mizbeach and the Heichal. And on Yom Kippur, he brought an extra Ktoras in honor of the service of the day. They would bring into the Kodesh Kadashim. So the morning Ktoras and the evening Ktoras was just brought into the Mizbeach of the Heichal. But the one that he would take with his fist, he'd bring a fistful, that was brought into the Kodesh Kadashim, the Holy of Holies, and that was in honor of the day of Yom Kippur. And then lastly, B'chol Yom, every day throughout the year with a standard coin, Haisa Daka, the Ktoras was Daka, it was thin, it's based on a Pasuk. Says, V'shechachta mimena hadik, you'll crush it up thin, meaning it was they crushed up the Ktoras, the incense, it should be thin. V'hayom, but on Yom Kippur, the Ktoras of Yom Kippur that they'd bring into the Kodesh Kodashim, into the Holy of Holies, not just into the Mizbech of the Heichal that was done throughout the year. But now they'd bring the fistful into the actual Holy of Holies, it was Daka Menad Daka. This is also based on a Pasuk in the Torah that it was thinner than thin, it was super thin on Yom Kippur. And that wraps up Mishnah Daled. You see all the various contrasts between the throughout the year services and then what they would do on Yom Kippur.